So yeah, thank you to Hannah and Ben for sharing that. I'm sure if you ask anyone who's been to a DTI summer festival, they will all agree that it's really fun. But it's really easy for us to share the fun side of these summer festivals. But it's important to hear from Hannah and Ben that there are some seriousness and great encounters with Jesus too. So I'm wondering who else here feels like we're living through some really crazy times? Or is it just that I'm growing up? I'm not sure. So we've lived through a global pandemic, and we're dealing with climate change and cost of living crisis, and the list just goes on. Our young people have been dealing with homeschooling, exams, change of exams, peer pressure, social media. Mental health issues and anxiety are at an all-time high. The advances in technology means that we can have the opinions and the weight of the whole world at our fingertips or in our pockets. There are so many things that are pulling us in different directions, and they're pulling us at the same time. So we're very torn. There's so much going against us. But the Bible has a message of hope for all of us, how we can stand firm. We're going to be looking at a parable that Jesus tells in Matthew. So he's just finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount, where he talks about what it's like to live life with him. He says amazing things that completely change how people think. And he tells us this parable. So we've got a little video, but the sound is a little bit dodgy. So we've got someone to come and read over the video for us. So I love parables. Jesus uses such simple stories to tell us big things about his life and his kingdom and what it's like to live in them. So breaking this one down, we've got two houses that have been built. They represent aspects of our own lives. The things that we build up, the things that we are passionate about. Our friendships, our families, our passions, our dreams, social media accounts, sports teams, dance clubs, drama clubs. All these count as part of our buildings. I want you to think about what's in your house. Maybe turn to the person next to you and share one or two things that you know is in your house. Have we all built our houses then? But the question really isn't what is in our house. Well, it is, but it isn't. It's what we're building our house on. So currently, me and Ewan are in the process of extending our house. In the first week, they dug up our garden to lay the foundations. But once they started digging, they realized their foundations needed to be much bigger than they had originally planned. So had they obviously did that, cost us a lot more money. But had they kept the foundations at the original planned depth and built on the extension on those, you'd not notice if you just looked at the house. So if they'd built it, that's fine. But the great British weather would soon tell us that our house was unstable. In this parable, the outside, both of these houses probably look very stable. But the wind and the streams and the rain that hit the house, these are the things that pull against the things that we care about and we are passionate about. Some of these things can be really painful and really difficult. Some of us that are here today might be going through some storms. For example, the loss of a loved one or something to do with our health or an injury or something's happened that means that we can't do something that we are really passionate about. Maybe the wind for some of our young people is school, peer pressure, the thought of exams coming up or social media. But Jesus, in the midst of this wind that he knows is real, he tells us the struggle is real. He brings us a message of hope. He comes and tells us that he has something for us that offers us a way of being able to stand firm despite these storms. So when we look at this parable, the thing that made the difference between the two houses was the foundation. One of the houses had the word of God actively as the foundation, and one of them didn't. So it was like a house built on the rock and a house built on the sand. Until I was four, I lived in a little village in the seaside town of Whitley Bay. We were always back up there to see family and to see St. Mary's Lighthouse. I love the beach. Esther loves the beach. Jonah loves the beach. The dogs love the beach. But Ewan, don't walk on a beach with Ewan. He is complaining the whole time. sand on his feet. He's slipping, he's falling. There's sand in his trousers. So if you compare walking on a rock to walking on sand, the rock is easier. It's stable and it doesn't change when we walk on it. Jesus is saying when we listen to his words and put them into action, we can walk stably on his rock. So when we are in the midst of our storm and our struggles are so overwhelming, we need to stand on this rock and apply his truth to our lives. We need to recognize the words Jesus has to offer us are firm enough for us to build our lives on. That it is actually worth building our lives on this rock. That Jesus' words are far better than what we think, our own wisdom and our own ways, which is essentially the sand. There are people who have things going on in their lives that are really difficult. My father-in-law is currently going through radiotherapy. It's a difficult time for him, my mother-in-law, and all of the family. But we've all found our comfort on the rock. We know that whatever happens, whatever challenges they're thrown our way, we're able to stand on our rock and feel peace and comfort. And the best thing is, that rock is big enough for everyone. We can all stand on that rock and we can all support those who don't necessarily have a rock to stand on. Jesus' words carry authority and wisdom. He didn't just create us, but he created the world around us. He knows everything. Ewan works in IT and this weekend he's been on call. And he got a call yesterday early morning to assist a company with an issue. He worked on it for ages before realizing it was beyond his own knowledge. He went directly to the maker of the system that had failed. He could have continued on Google for hours or gone through old study books. But when you're the creator, the engineer, the technician, the one who created the thing, you know best. Any issue, any problem, you know how to figure it out. You can give the solution. That is what we find in Jesus. He knows each one of us better than anybody else. He knows us better than we even know ourselves. He sees our circumstances, our storms, and he wants to help us. So why would we stand on anything else? So to get these things, to hear his word, we need to read our Bible, which is something that I'm constantly telling our young people, bring your Bibles. Because that's where we get our rock from. That's how we build our rock, and that is how we build our house. We don't have diggers like I do in my garden. We have Jesus. And then we're going to go back into some songs.